That's right. It's that time once again. It's that time you all been clamoring and waiting for. It's that time to show who really has been acting bad. Cool Sports proudly presents to you the Dolt of the Month.
Welcome to Goal Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Goal Sports! I am your man, that man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson, is back, baby. And on this episode, we're going to deal with an all-star game that really wasn't an all-star game. We're going to talk about some magic, and we're going to put a worthy subject upon further review. I think you'll like this one. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, New Orleans. The All-Star game that was supposed to be in Charlotte got moved to New Orleans was an absolute dud. The celebrity game was a dud. The three-point shooting contest was The slam dunk competition sucked. And the All-Star game itself was marred by the fact that both teams put on a collaborative effort of scoring 374 points. It was highlighted by Kevin Durant doing a give-and-go alley-oop to Russell Westbrook. And we all were wanting to clamor and say, has the beef been squashed? And Stephon Curry laying on the ground, not wanting to be posterized by Giannis Antetokounmpo as he was going down for a dunk. That pretty much was the highlight of the All-Star game. The highlight of the All-Star weekend was Ryan Sager being lifted up by Shaquille O'Neal, putting forth a bucket that gave the Craig Sager Foundation $500,000. That was the highlight of the weekend. But let's stay where we are. Dateline, New Orleans. Again. So at the end of the All-Star game, Boogie, aka DeMarcus Cousins, leans back, yeah, like Fat Joe, leans back on the wall and is surrounded by a horde of reporters when a handler walked close to Cousins and whispered in his ear. What did he get whispered in his ear, you may ask? Well, that handler whispered to Cousins in his ear that he was staying in New Orleans. The trade that people said that it was supposed to happen for years on end finally happened. DeMarcus Cousins and Omri Caspi go to the Big Easy, and the Kings get Buddy Hield, Tyreke Evans, Langston Galloway, a second-round pick, and a first-round pick in this June's NBA draft. More on the trade in the next episode. Dateline, Los Angeles. So Allen Iverson was just chilling, rolling out of a club, when a TMZ reporter asked him this one simple question. Would you want to coach in the NBA? Allen, being the raw dog that we know he is, and the guy that we love, know, and respect, came forth and hit another home run with another gem because he said, quote, I ain't coaching no that make more money than me. Closed quote. Well, Mr. Practice, you're talking about practice, keeps it real yet again. Dateline, Toronto. So on the throes of the All-Star game in the NBA, after the All-Star game in Los Angeles for the NHL, the National Hockey League officially turns 100 years old. Yes, the sport that was played on ice, on frozen lakes and ponds, now has been in arenas for one whole century. And normally it gets the redheaded stepchild treatment, normally. But according as to last year in the playoffs, there's been more excitement for the sport, and it's gone through a lot of labor disputes and a lot of contractual upheaval, both with players and with TV. But it looks like now the sport is rebounding and getting back to form. And really, it's a good time to really do it, because I think football is losing its grip on being the undisputed number one king in sports in North America. Baseball, I think, is right to be taken over. And basketball, well, basketball is good, but they have their issues. So I think it's time for hockey to really make its mark. Hopefully it does. Hopefully it does. We celebrated part of the celebration with the Centennial Classic back in January. Hopefully we can celebrate this 100th anniversary all the way into June with the Stanley Cup. To all those who are hockey fans and all those who are hockey players and coaches and executives, keep on playing. Keep on being on that ice. And keep on showing us what a wonderful game hockey really is. When I come back, we're going to put a really good subject and a worthy man upon further review. But immediately following the break, it's magic. Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterbacks of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it Joe Montana? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these that I've just mentioned? Well, find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free right now on coldsports.com. I said for free. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. On ColeSports.com. So what are you waiting for? Go get it! Are you looking for the quintessential tool to tap within the champion within you? What if I were to tell you I actually have that tool for you? I do have that tool, and I can direct you right to it. ColeSports presents 10 scriptures that can change your life. The Sports Edition. Come along with this journey as you get to see one athlete after another model different aspects of what a champion does and what a champion is. And ultimately, you'll find out what a champion really is from his eyes. Cole Sports presents 10 Scriptures That Can Change Your Life, the Sports Edition. Available on paperback and on Kindle at Amazon.com and ColeSports.com.
Hit me!
Welcome back. Quote, Los Angeles Lakers Governor Jeannie Buss announced today that the team has named Irvin Magic Johnson as president of basketball operations. In addition, Mitch Kupchak has been relieved of his duties, effective immediately. Furthermore, Jim Buss will no longer hold his role as Lakers Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. Today, I took a series of actions I believe will return the Lakers to the heights Dr. Jerry Buss demanded and our fans rightly expect. Jeannie Buss said, effective immediately, Irvin Johnson will be in charge of all basketball operations and will report directly to me. Our search for a new general manager to work with Irvin and coach Luke Walton is well underway, and we hope to announce a new general manager in short order. Together, Irvin, Luke, and our new general manager will establish the foundation for the next generation of Los Angeles Lakers greatness. It's a dream come true to return to Los Angeles Lakers as president of basketball operations, working closely with Jeannie Buss and the Buss family, said Irvin Magic Johnson. Since 1979, I have been a part of the Lakers Nation, and I am passionate about the organization. I will do everything I can to build a winning culture on and off the court. We have a great coach in Luke Walton and good young players. We will work tirelessly to return our Los Angeles Lakers to NBA champions. Close quote. That was a statement issued from the Los Angeles Lakers desk, and it was dated February 21st. I think Lakers fan has been wanting this moment. They've been wanting to have that old magic. And I don't necessarily just mean Magic Johnson, but I'm talking about the old magic of whenever you saw the purple and gold, you automatically assumed that other teams would be scared of them, that this was the franchise that all others in the NBA modeled themselves after. And quite frankly, ever since the Lakers won their last championship in 2010, that has not been the case. And it's gotten to the point where free agents didn't even want to touch being in LA, at least for the Lakers. Take LaMarcus Aldridge, for example. The biggest free agent possibility that they could have ever had from 2010 till now said, I don't want to deal with the team because the presentation was horrible. That was a slap in the face, actually, to Jim Buss. And I have said this to Lakers fan many, many, many years. People were saying,
well, Kobe is the best Laker. You know, we got to find another Kobe.
I'm like, no, the organization's not looking for another Kobe. They want another Magic, because while Kobe is great and he's the number three scorer of all time in NBA history and won 5 rings, he's won the more 5 recent rings, the last one being 7 years ago, the organization loved the energy of the whole Great Western Forum back in the 80s. And for those who weren't alive at that time or fail to remember, the energy was as follows. You had celebrities lining up on courtside watching this team who dominated the Western Conference every year of that whole decade and won 5 championships, went to 8 finals. The buzz was thick. You could cut it with a knife every single game they played. Even when Shaq and Kobe were winning championships, and even when Kobe was winning championships with Pau Gasol and Lamar Odom, the energy in the Staples Center was nowhere near as electric as when the Lakers were dominating the NBA in the 80s. Not even close. That's what they wanted to have back. They wanted the energy, the Lakers front office. They wanted the energy of the purple and gold. You want to wear this uniform. All they had to do is throw the yellow jersey on the table to a would-be free agent. And they say, you know what? You can name your price. They sign on the dotted line. And the next thing you know, when they walk out on the court the next November, they have a new member. It got tainted a little by their pursuit of one Dwight Howard. And those who do not know my stance on Dwight Howard, it is really simple. You're dealing with a romper room center with the mentality of a 5-year-old. He takes nothing seriously. I mean, absolutely nothing. He barely takes himself seriously. Why would you want to put your cart on that particular horse? You don't want that. And because the Lakers put forth their fortune on that person 5 years back, the way the split happened, it made the Lakers not so much the desired place to go. Almost to the point where the Clippers were more desirable looking than the Lakers. And when would we ever think to ever say that? We all know that the Clippers are just tenants. The Lakers own the town, right? Well, you wouldn't know that the last 6 years. You would think it would be the other way around. And while the Clippers, although have been good, they haven't really taken full advantage of the Lakers' doldrums or Lakers' abysmal play, because they haven't still advanced to the Western Conference Finals. But this is a dawning of a new era. And I've always said that the one person holding them back was not Kupchak, was not the players on the court. It was Jim Buss. He still had visions of the Forum and visions of Diane Cannon and a young Jack Nicholson and Randy Newman singing I Love L.A. And the old feel of when the Lakers and the Celtics were actual rivals and they would meet in the finals year after year. Yeah, Jim Buss had that in his mind. He wanted to return to that time again, and it wasn't going to happen, not the way it was constituted. So now here comes, I hate to say savior, but that's the closest thing I can probably say to it. Here comes the savior of the Lakers, the man who has given the Lakers the biggest prominence, Shaq included, Kobe included, Kareem included. Whenever, and I've said this time and time again, whenever you think of the Los Angeles Lakers, the first name that comes to your mind is not Kareem, not James Worthy, not Shaquille O'Neal, not Kobe Bryant. It is Irvin Magic Johnson. That simple. All others come after him. He is the Laker. He is the prototypical Laker. if the team could carve out or make a clone of the type of player they would want. They would want five Magic Johnsons on the court. That's the player. The smile, the effervescence, the presence of loving putting on the gold and the purple. The feeling of knowing that my skills are so superior to everybody else's. When I step on the court, I expect to win no matter where we play. That is what the Lakers want. And that's where the Lakers want to go back to. They want to return there. Now, as constituted today, that's not going to happen. But hopefully with a little bit of the business luck or acumen that the Magic Man has had in the last 25 years, that might happen once again. We shall see, but I'm happy for Irvin. Congratulations, man. I'm glad that you are in the position that you've always wanted to be. The point man running the team and the organization that believed in you when you were 20 coming out of East Lansing, Michigan. I hope things go well. Congratulations. I believe we're going to see the purple and gold return to glory. How soon? We just have to find out. When I return, we're going to put this wonderful subject that I really am glad that I'm doing upon further review. Come right on back. Coming up on the next episode of Cold Sports, we're going to deal with players possibly putting drunk fans to sleep. Another player speaking out of turn, we're going to award the Dote of the Week, and we have a wonderful subject, or maybe a nefarious one really, that we're going to put upon another further review. But that's for the episode to come. And you know it's coming at the end of the month. Dote of the Month time is here. Next weekend, Dote of the Month for February. Tune in to the program. Check us out. But we're dealing with this episode here. And for this episode, we're going to put this wonderful man upon further review. Quote, I played football, but I didn't want to be categorized as just a jock. Close quote. Those words came for one Myron Roll. Now, what's so special about him? I mean, I could reel off some stats. I mean, he was the number one football prospect in all of the U.S. when he was recruited to Florida State. First team freshman All-American back in 2006. Second team All-ACC honors in 2008. Hey. He has to have an itch to play in the NFL. But see, that's where the story gets interesting and begins. Special shout out to my man, Damon Eason, one of the most special VIPs. Thank you, my brother. I'm so thankful that you put me onto this story. I've heard about Myron, but it's been a long while since I actually had him on my radar. So, what happened to Mr. Roll? Well, he went overseas. He took a whole year off and studied medicine at Oxford University because he was a finalist for a Rhodes Scholarship. Yeah, we're dealing with a brainiac here. I mean, the dude is absolutely intelligent. So he went abroad for a year and he came back to the States and the Titans drafted him. So he played a year, but he really didn't click with the team, and he was released the following year. So the Steelers picked him up, and they had him for a couple of years. And he thought about it, thought long and hard about it. Then at the age of 25, roughly 5 years ago, that's when Myron decided to call it quits. But it was the itch of wanting to study medicine that just kept him wanting more. Because he says this, quote, I talked to my family, brothers, pastors, asking them what they thought. I still received interest from a few teams, and it didn't have to be over. Then I said to myself, I could knock my head against the wall for 8-9 years or move on to medicine. I was leaving the game with no concussions and dexterity in both my hands, where I could be a neurosurgeon one day. Close quote. Notice where his focus was. This was as a 25-year-old NFL player that had a taste of it and is a very good athlete. And he has no regrets about being an NFL player. He says, quote, the NFL experience was amazing. I had a chance to play alongside some of the best athletes in the world. Only two other people can say that they were a Rhodes Scholar and an NFL player, Pat Hayden and Byron White. I look back and say, I got to the league. I got drafted. Close quote. Well, why is he being brought forth to Cole Sports now? Well, it's because he actually has opened up a foundation called the Myron L. Roll Foundation. And it's a service that serves the underserved in the areas of health, wellness, and education all around the world. He also does a program called Roads to Success. It's an academic workshop for at-risk teens. And Aware to Health, which is an anti-obesity program for American Indians of the Seminole Tribe of Florida, Navajo, Hopi, and Pueblo tribes. So with a big, extensive resume like that, and he hasn't come close to 30 yet. Well, what happened to him? Did he drop his ambition to want to be a neurosurgeon? Oh, no, he did not. He went back to Florida State. He's pursuing his doctorate. And in the spring of this year, he will become Dr. Myron L. Roll. Asked about what's next, he says, quote, it's always what's next. I think people align themselves with my way of thinking when they're talking to me. They try to create new avenues for you to pursue. So if you want to be a doctor and you have interest in human rights and philanthropy and social equality of medicine and disease, why don't you think about being a surgeon general? Then you could have a political impact with a stronger influence and a bigger platform. I'm that person. What's next? What's next? Close quote. Well, what's next for you, my friend, is for you to motivate so many of those who look like you and so many who don't into knowing that they can do whatever they put their mind to being, that they can be a stud on the field and a stud in a classroom, and in your case, a stud with a scalpel. Congratulations, the future Dr. Myron Roll. It'll be an honor to interview you, but I'll settle for this. Thank you for making us proud. Thank you for showing all of us that we can do it all. And that you provide that light so that we can do it all. If you happen to like this episode or any episode that you've heard thus far, regular, special, or interview, why don't you come follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also come follow me on Facebook, Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. Make your voice heard. Make your presence felt. Come on down to the Cole Sports VIP room. It's in Facebook. Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. Canadian friends, I got you. Sports with a Z. You can also come follow me on so many social media platforms that blow your mind. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Acast, YouTube, Pinterest, and Instagram. Like, share, rate, review. Please do that because the profile of this show gets raised by the love that you send it. More importantly, you can find all of these episodes on ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports with a Z.com. And if there's other things that you may need, you can also peruse that as well. I got what you need. Most importantly, I want you to do this one simple thing whenever you hear this voice, this program, or this brand. I really want you to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson. And this is...
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.